Chapter 12. GMOs. As if chemicals, pollution, pesticides, and poisons weren't dangerous enough, the past two decades have also seen the emergence of genetically modified organisms, GMOs. Today, the subject of a growing controversy. GMOs, which now appear in up to 80% of processed food, are plants or animals whose cells have been inserted with a gene from an unrelated species, sometimes even a virus or bacterium, in order to create a specific characteristic, often one that resists insects or blight. Although GMO-heavy foods may have a longer shelf life, bringing in greater profits for the manufacturer, the health costs are deeply troubling. These experimental combinations of genes from different species do not occur in nature or traditional crossbreeding, and no genetically engineered animal has been approved for human consumption in the U.S. Early in 2015, Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a law that mandated the labeling of food products containing GMOs. The new law was supported by Prime Minister Medvedev, who stated, "The government will not poison their citizens." Russia joined more than 64 countries worldwide, including 15 nations in the European Union, Japan, Australia, Brazil, and even China, that now require labeling of GMO foods. Many have placed restrictions or outright bans on the production and sale of GMOs. But in the U.S., money talks. The federal government has regularly approved GMO products based on studies conducted by the same corporations that profit from their sale. As the evidence against GMOs continues to pile up, it is becoming obvious that the federal government is incapable of providing adequate safety research for the public. Apparently, biotech lobbying is so pervasive that the government cannot even impose clear labeling standards. In early 2015, a book by Stephen Drucker entitled Altered Genes, Twisted Truth, How the Venture to Genetically Engineer Our Food Has Subverted Science, Corrupted Government, and Systematically Deceived the Public, was published to a claim by scientists knowledgeable on the GMO issue. Drucker's work revealed how, for more than three decades, hundreds of eminent biologists and revered institutions have systematically contorted the truth about GMO foods and concealed its unique risks.